This podcast is made possible by thousands of dedicated listeners just like you. Be a part of this powerful three-decade legacy of evangelization by visiting materdeiradio.com or downloading the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for joining us on the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
Bringing you a common sense and fresh perspective to creating a just society. This is Common Sense on Social Justice. You'll get equipped with the tools you need to carry out social justice right where you are. Now, here's the host of Common Sense on Social Justice, Michael Davis.
Thank you once again for joining us. I am so glad you are here as always, and I hope that you will continue to listen, but more than listen, to apply the knowledge that you have, take the tools you've been given, and use them to create that just society right where you are. And I enjoy your emails and appreciate the emails I've received from listeners. It is an encouragement, and it also is a challenge to me as well. You can also not find this podcast, but I also have a ministry of speaking on radical love to the poor and broken. It's called Unfolding Love. You can find it on X at Cruciform Love. And then you can also find us on Instagram at Unfolding Love with a subtext of a cruciform love as well. So I do inspirational videos on Instagram, and also post those videos to X as well, but also try to just give some alternate perspectives on the goings on in life on X as well. So you can find us there as well. Today I want to talk about something that the new Pope, Pope Leo XIV, Pope Leo has challenged us with, and I was pleasantly surprised to hear this challenge, and I want to talk about this, and that is the hiddenness of social justice. Many social justice movements are very loud, boisterous, get a lot of camera time, and but really the work of social justice, true social justice, is a hidden existence that doesn't garner much attention. And yes, we do have the new Pope, Pope Leo, the first from the United States of America. So that's interesting. Born, raised in Chicago. And I'm not going to share my thoughts on his life's work, as many are already doing that. What I do want to share is something on in the first homily I heard from him that struck me deeply. He shared about his vision for the church and for those in the church. And one thing he said he hoped for is that we would get out of the way so that Christ can shine. That we would get out of the way so that Christ can shine. I was struck by that, and it led me to today's episode, The Hiddenness of Social Justice. We can get so caught up in the wave of society of having image and fame in our world. I notice on social media, you know, all the people trying to garner attention. But especially now in the social media, people have just got to be noticed. However, we must listen carefully to the Pope's call to get out of the way so that Christ may shine. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't find yourself on social media like I do. Doesn't mean that you don't become a public figure. It just means there's a certain humility and a certain trust in God's agenda more than your own agenda in that. But let's begin by talking about the hiddenness of God, because God is hidden. I mean, have you ever seen God? God is invisible to us. God, who has all the reason in the world to be in your face and notice, God chooses the hidden life. Now, the works of God is everywhere. I mean, you can visibly see the works of God everywhere, but you can't see God himself. As one teacher I was reading said, it's like the sun. You can't look directly at the sun, but you know it's there because you can see the effects of the sun, which is the sunlight that's all around us. And of course, in the evening, you can get a glimpse of the sun at sunrise. But it's kind of like that. We get glimpses of God. Of course, we see God visibly in Jesus Christ. But then again, in our modern times, none of us has laid eyes on Jesus Christ. So God chooses to live in hiddenness, hidden from us, yet we visibly experience the works of God everywhere. And so God is hidden from view, and God is okay with that. Why? Why is God okay with being invisible and not making a splash, so to speak? Well, it's because God is humble. And as one theologian said, God is the most humble, much more humble than any saints or anyone else. God is humble. In fact, when you see Jesus as an infant in the manger, there's the nature of God on full display in total humility. So really, at the heart of social justice should be the hiddenness of humility. Again, the modern social justice movements fall short because they are about noise and about show and attention. However, true social justice is in the background, quietly serving day after day. Now, Dorothy Day and Peter Marin and the Catholic worker movement, they had their shared arguments over that, because Dorothy Day believed in public protests. She believed in going to jail if necessary to stand up for justice. Peter Marin believed very strongly in just being on his farm and on just, you know, the justice of the hidden daily existence on the social worker farm. Well, you know, they both have good points, but, you know, they had this healthy discussion like we're having today, and I'm sure the discussion will continue in the future. But again, Dorothy Day wasn't doing it to try to gain attention for herself, but to bring to light the injustices that were going on. So really, it's about motivation behind what you're doing. A lot of the truly social justice warriors of our day really are existing and working in the background, quietly serving day after day, totally unnoticed. Now, does that mean that some works of justice will be seen? Of course. And for whatever reason, God allows some of his servants to be famous, but they don't get caught up in that fame. They remain unchanged as an individual. And that's really how you can tell if somebody's caught up in fame, is do they remain unchanged and remain true to themselves, or do they change to go with the fame? And God's true servants remain hidden in their spirit. Now let's look at Jesus. What we know of Jesus in the scriptures exist within a 3-year period. Now, Jesus was probably 37 years old when he died, if you do some of the time calculations of Caesar Augustus and census and when Jesus died. It's more likely that Jesus was not born within what we call the year zero, probably more likely 4 BC. So if you add that to 33 AD, it's probably likely, though I'm not an authority on that, but that he was 37. And of those 37 years, we only know about 3 of them. Well, we see a quick glimpse at his birth. We see a very quick glimpse when he was 12, and then nothing until he was older, in his mid-30s. He remained invisible. Jesus could have stolen the public image from day one. I mean, when he was 12 years old, he had a grand chance to grab to the public spotlight, but yet he didn't. He went home to be hidden with Jesus and Joseph, with Mary and Joseph at home. So for almost his whole life on earth, Jesus remains invisible. Again, Jesus is God in the flesh, and then thus takes on the humility of spirit. Jesus often fled the crowds. Crowds would gather around him. He would get super famous, and he would just disappear into the mountains. That's the nature of God. It is not in the nature of God to grasp for attention. As St. Paul says in Philippians, that even though Jesus is in very nature God, he did not grasp for that. He did not grasp for and demand to be known as God, but rather took on, as St. Paul says, took on the identity of a human, of a servant. In fact, St. John in his gospel said that there were volumes of things. If you read the end of St. John's gospel, there were volumes of things that Jesus did that are not written down. So tons of things that Jesus did that we know nothing about. Why? Because Jesus just didn't have that need to be known about these things. So if we are to follow Jesus and truly do the work of justice and mercy, it must take on a hiddenness, a hidden nature about it, a true humility. To follow Jesus and do the works of justice and mercy his way, you will be operating in the background of daily life without calling attention to yourself, and you will be happy with being unnoticed. In other words, you will get out of the way so that Christ can shine. Now, at this point, I would like to tell you a story, but I can't, and here's why. I would love to take a moment to tell you a story of someone who is quietly and in a very hidden way carrying out the work of social justice, but I can't tell that story because, well, whoever it is doing it in a quiet and hidden way, so I don't know about it to be able to tell you the story. And that there is the story itself, that I can't tell a story of someone doing social justice in hiddenness because they're hidden from sight. Now, let's talk about the way of hiddenness. How do you live this out? Especially in America and other countries where that's highly westernized, it's very tempting to want to be noticed because it's a Hollywood type of a country we live in, and we want to be famous. We want to be wealthy. We want people to adore us. That's the temptation of our age. And we live in the world of rock bands, movie stars, and internet sensations, and now what we call internet influencers. And these individuals purposely hire people for the purpose of promoting themselves. So these rock bands, these stars, these influencers have staff whose whole job is to promote that person and put them in the public eye. Ego is the name of the game for them. However, Jesus warns us to go the opposite direction. He said that when we pray, to go into the closet so that no one knows you're praying, to go unnoticed. In fact, Jesus said in his day that the religious leaders would go out on the street corners and publicly pray really loud so that people would adore them for being so prayerful. And Jesus says, don't do that. Go the opposite direction. Go into your closet so that only God knows that you're praying. In the midst of this, we are called again to humility, to self-forgetfulness. As Jesus says, don't let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. As is, in other words, do good and then forget about it. Forget that you did what was good. Let God remember that you did what was good. So in the midst of this, we are called to humility, self-forgetfulness. We're called to quietness. We're called to moving out of the way so that God may receive the glory. I go to a Jesuit parish. That's where I attend Mass, and of course it's named St. Ignatius after St. Ignatius of Loyola, who started the Jesuits, or the Society of Jesus, as they're called. And St. Ignatius's motto was for the greater glory of God. In fact, it says that as you enter the church outside by the bell tower, it says for the greater glory of God. Well, that's what St. Ignatius wanted. St. Ignatius did not want to be noticed. He wanted God to be noticed through his works. So how do you live that life in a society, a world of rock bands, movie stars, and internet sensations? How do you go into the closet? How do you hear people coming out of the closet all the time? Well, God's saying, get in the closet. The problem is you are out of the closet. You need to get back in it. And I'm not talking about the homosexual community. You might misunderstand. I'm talking about all of us are out of the closet making noise. And God is saying, go into the closet and get quiet. Become silent. Become unnoticed and only noticed before God. But how do you do that in such a world of strong temptations to be noticed? Well, the first thing is spend time in scripture and spiritual readings. Spend time in scripture and spiritual readings. You want to read the lives of the saints. You want to find out what the people in the scriptures did. Abraham, Noah, Moses, Deborah, David. You want to find out, of course, Jesus and the apostles. Find out how they were, what was their attitude towards life. Be inspired by their example. And two, read about the lives of the saints. Read St. Therese Lisieux's The Little Way to learn about how to shrink your life rather than constantly expanding it. So spending time in scripture and spiritual readings instead of watching TV and the internet all the time will greatly help, because the movies you watch, the shows you watch, all those commercials that are blasted at you on the internet and on television, streaming and all that, it's influencing you whether you realize or not. It's exciting in you a desire to be number one. And Jesus told disciples that their goal was to be number last. Okay. The first shall be last and the last shall be first. Jesus turns everything on its head. Reading the lives of the saints, reading spiritual readings throughout the centuries that have been written to be inspired into humility and self-forgetfulness. Prayer is another way to get in this. The more you pray, the more you forget about yourself, for sure. Prayer has a lot of objectives to it. And the main objective of prayer should not be to get something or to get a fix to something that needs repaired. One of the main objectives of prayer should be to renew my focus. Because I get my focus on myself too often. What prayer does is it moves my eyes away from me and towards God and towards others. So it's not so much like God meet my needs, but rather God meet my neighbor's needs. Or God, I'm just here to worship you. I'm just here to praise you and say thank you. In other words, prayer has that main objective of getting away from yourself, and thus it moves you into that area of self-forgetfulness. And a third way to move into this kind of social justice that works in the background, in the hiddenness of everything, is meditation. Meditation is different from prayer, in that prayer is a conversation that's happening. And a lot of times it can be happening in one direction. Meditation is where you go into silence. Your job in meditation is to go into true self-forgetfulness in order to remember God. And in meditation, you're becoming so silent in your spirit that you're able to actually hear God's still small voice. That's for the purpose of listening. There's nothing trying to be accomplished in meditation other than just being and listening. Getting your eyes off yourself. Now, if you're Catholic, one phenomenal way that you have at your disposal of meditation is going to adoration. So I encourage you to find a church that regularly has the doors open for adoration and get to it. There is so much value in that. In fact, I would say it is an act of social justice to go to adoration because it's unjust to always have your focus on yourself and not on others. And adoration has a way of getting your focus back to where it should be. A fourth way to move into this idea of hiddenness is to tell the not tell the stories of what you have done. Don't let anyone know what you're doing or what you have done. Just don't tell the stories of what you have done unless it is for the purpose of encouraging others to do the same. So there is a time and place for sharing stories of what you've done, but don't make it a habit and only use those stories when it is necessary to inspire and encourage others. And then finally, a fifth way I thought of is how do we move into the hiddenness of social justice is get away from the sources that lure you into self-promotion. Get away from the sources that lure you into self-promotion. I mean, that could be certain songs. That could be certain shows or movies. It could be certain... turn off the commercials. Commercial after commercial after commercial is about self-promotion. Silence those commercials. Don't be afraid to do that. And... just discover, discern what sources in my life that I'm paying attention to are almost demanding my self-promotion. I need to shut that off so that I can be connected to the sources like adoration, meditation, prayer, scriptures, spiritual readings. Those are the sources that are going to open up the floodgates of hiddenness in my life. Now, I am in the public eye. I have this podcast. I also have the Instagram and X accounts and various venues of speaking that I do. And I do these things because God's called me to it. However, I too must understand the call to get out of the way. I am noticed, and lots of people let me know that, yet God calls me to consistently live in hiddenness. I can get sucked into the lure of self-promotion, whether you are in the public eye or maybe your whole life is in hiddenness. In the corners of society, we all have a call from God to get out of the way in order to let Christ shine. May we all allow God to shine as we create a just and merciful society right where we are.
You've been listening to Common Sense on Social Justice with your host, Michael Davis. A common sense and fresh perspective to creating justice where you are. Share your comments and questions with Michael by emailing sjcommonsense@gmail.com. That's sjcommonsense@gmail.com.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider sharing it with a friend. You can support this vital mission of evangelization through MaterDeiRadio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for helping us lead souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.